What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer, podcaster, and YouTuber. My name is Prit. Welcome to episode number 53, where we're going to talk about launching your Facebook group. Now, a few things that you can expect in today's podcast episode. We're going to go over the benefits of launching your Facebook group, and I'm also going to go over four key steps that I do have for you in case you decide to launch your own Facebook group. Without further ado, let's get into today's podcast episode. Alrighty, guys. So now let's first talk a little bit about the benefits of having a Facebook group and whether it is for your business. Because sometimes a Facebook group may not be something that your business needs. So if you are asking yourself that question, then this podcast episode is for you as well. Because I'm going to go over some of the reasons why a Facebook group might not be suitable for your business, either at the moment or just in general. Okay. Now, before we get into whether it is for your business or not, let me first go over some of the benefits, okay? The first benefit of having a Facebook group for your business is that it actually promotes long-lasting relationships with your audience. It provides a platform where there is two-way communication between you and your customers, all right? Not just that, you know, you are actually increasing that brand loyalty right there on your Facebook group because they're engaging with your content, because they are actually following you and in touch with what your business is doing and all the happenings of your business. It kind of promotes brand loyalty. And brand loyalty always leads to more referrals, all right? And that definitely leads to increased revenue. Either, you know, you could be actually kind of getting the same customers to buy from you again, or if your product or service is kind of like a one-time thing, then maybe you would be increasing your revenue through referrals. And not just that, guys, another way that groups can actually increase your revenue is if you have a paid Facebook group or if the Facebook group is part of a paid product or service that you do offer, like an exclusive access to that Facebook group that you provide, okay? Now, another major benefit of, you know, having a Facebook group is, of course, getting your testimonials and your reviews of your product, your service, and your business. Now, I know personally that few of you might be hesitant to reach out to your customers or your clients about, you know, their experience with your product or testimonials and stuff like that. So this Facebook group kind of is a passive way for you to keep getting those testimonials. And if you have not actually checked out another podcast episode of mine, I highly recommend. It's episode number 32, where I talk about 8 different ways for you to get testimonials, okay? And the last thing about a Facebook group is that it actually helps you increase your organic reach. And the reason why I say this is because just having a group on Facebook means that it is searchable content, right? So if someone were to find some keywords pertaining to your business, they might actually stumble upon your business page because Facebook, there is a bit of SEO that goes on, especially when it comes to groups over there, okay? So it definitely helps you in the long run to increase your organic reach. And not just that, according to Facebook's algorithm, it actually kind of pushes group posts on people's newsfeed. So that actually means that people have a higher chance of engaging with your content, engaging with your brand on their newsfeed. So all of those are the benefits. Now, there are a few situations where a Facebook group may not be for your business. And one of the major reasons could be that your audience is just not on Facebook, and Facebook just might not be the platform that they are on. So if you're in a situation like that where your business has their audience mostly on LinkedIn or on Instagram or maybe on Clubhouse or another different platform and just not on Facebook, then maybe starting a Facebook group might not be the best option for you. But in most cases, if your audience is on Facebook and you see them actually interacting with other Facebook groups, or you see them interacting with other people in different Facebook groups, then definitely I would highly recommend launching your own Facebook groups. All right? So right now we've kind of figured out the benefits of having an actual Facebook group for your business. Now, sometimes let's go over the steps to get started on your Facebook group. So at this point, you're like, yes, Prit, let's do it. Let's actually get started on my Facebook group. You know, this really ticks all the boxes and I want to hop on this. Okay, now I'm on board with you and let's get started with launching your Facebook group. Now, step number one is to first figure out if your audience is on Facebook. It sounds ridiculous, but it is something that you actually have to manually do. So, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, but I'm just gonna kind of detail it out a little bit more in this point, is I would suggest checking out similar niche groups on Facebook and checking the engagement level over there, checking the number of followers, checking the number of people in the group, whether there is, you know, engagement, whether they're interacting, or if it's just a silent group on Facebook. Okay? Not just that, I would highly recommend putting a survey around. Like, you know, you could even send an email to your potential clients or an email list that you have going on, or your Instagram followers or your LinkedIn followers, you know, whoever they may be. Just kind of put feelers around, you know, just kind of ask them, you know, do you hang out on Facebook, or what are the social media apps that you use, or which social media app do you spend most of your time? And it might not, you know, be a direct question, but that's also a great question for you to ask your audience to figure out which platform they are on, okay? So in case you're confused and you're like, oh, Prit, I don't know where they are, then sending out a survey, just talking to people who might be your customers or people who are already your customers would be a great place for you to start. And just asking them which social media platforms do you hang out on is a great question, all right? So that was step number one. Now, step number two is to figure out what exactly is your goal, okay? What is the purpose? What is the point of this entire Facebook group for you? And at this point, you're probably gonna look at me a little confused and you're like, oh, I thought the only purpose for a Facebook group was gonna be, you know, just creating a nice safe space for your audience. That's actually not true, all right? There are different reasons to have an actual Facebook group for your business. Now, the first reason could be that you want to create a safe space for your audience, which I already mentioned. The second reason could be that you are prepping them to buy a paid product or a more expensive product in your entire product line. It could also be that you are encouraging referrals in the Facebook group, or you're just keeping them aware of your updates. You know, there are so many different reasons, whether to gain new customers, to get old customers to buy from you again. There are so many different reasons to launch your Facebook group, and you need to be absolutely clear about what your entire goal is, okay? And I would recommend keeping one goal for your Facebook group, because the more goals that you kind of mix into the picture, you can actually get really confused about what content to put, how to engage with people, whether you should keep it a private group or a public group. There are so many different settings and back and forth that you need to think of. So having one clear goal, and I'm gonna repeat this again, guys, if you're multitasking, stop everything that you're doing and pay attention to me. It is super, super important for you to have one goal for your Facebook group, okay? This is just so that the next few steps of you handling that Facebook page in the future just gets so much more simpler, guys. So much more simpler, okay? So once you are clear about your goal, everything, your content, your promotions, your tech specifications, all of those just get so much more clear and they start to align for you, okay? So if you see some people saying, oh my God, a Facebook group is way too much to handle, or I can't really do this and stuff like that, there's a reason behind it, because when they started out, they were absolutely unclear about their goals, and over time, every decision that they have made for their Facebook group has just kind of snowballed into one huge problem of them not being able to manage it, okay? So if I have to give you one huge advice, or if there's one big takeaway from this entire podcast episode, it would be to make sure that you are absolutely clear about the goal for your Facebook group, and to just make sure that you are keeping one goal, okay? I know that there is a tendency to add as many goals as possible because you fear that you're gonna miss out on a certain segment of your customers. However, it is actually further from that. Like, the truth is further from that. When you are so confused, you end up losing customers because you are just so unclear about the point of the group and what you're doing on the group, and it might actually put off whoever might have been, you know, interested in your product or willing to buy it again, okay? So yes, that's exactly what I wanted to say with step number two. Now, step number three is, once you're clear with your goal and you're absolutely sure how you want to take your Facebook group, the next thing is to flesh out your tech specifications, okay? Do you wanna keep it a private group? Do you wanna keep it a public group? Do you wanna have restricted posting? Do you want to be the only person posting? Or do you want to encourage your audience to post their posts as well? There are different number of reasons why you would opt for that and not opt for that. And of course, all of those align with your goal. Okay, and not just that, do you want it to be a paid Facebook group or a Facebook group that has exclusive access? All right, so, and I think I could give you a situation where your Facebook group would be an exclusive Facebook group. So it could be only for members who have purchased your product before. Okay, that could be an exclusive group only meant for people who have already experienced your product or service in whole. Okay, so that might be one of the reasons why you launch a Facebook group that is exclusive. Maybe your audience are pet owners and you want to create a group just for pet owners who have bought your product to discuss their problems and find solutions and give each other support through, you know, whatever issues or problems their pets might face. That's a good reason why you might keep your Facebook group exclusive, and that's only for people who have purchased your product, and you kind of lead them to the page and give that support system to them after they've purchased your product. So it kind of gives them a sense of exclusivity as well, and it makes them feel special. So that might be a way for you to create your Facebook group. And in that case, your goal would be to nurture your customers, you know, after they've purchased your product, and just have that community building feeling that you kind of imbibe in them. So that could be one of the reasons why you launch your Facebook group. Okay, so once you've decided on your tech specs, okay, that would be step number three. Step number four is to plan out your content, okay? So especially when it comes to a Facebook group, you can't just, you know, open it and then leave it to everybody else to post, or just leave it blank. There needs to be content that's going out from you especially, and you need to be able to schedule it. There are scheduling apps for Facebook groups. I know for one that I used, Hootsuite, for I think scheduling posts on my Facebook group back when I did have it, and yeah, it worked really well. Of course, this podcast is not sponsored, so enjoy a free plug over here. But yeah, so the fourth step is actually to make sure that, you know, you are able to plan out your content and your schedule. Like, if your time allows you only 4 posts a week, then stick to 4 posts and don't overwhelm yourself. When will you be able to make time for it? What is the frequency? And all of those things, okay? So understanding what kind of content that you're going to be putting in that Facebook group is also super, super important. Now, if you're wondering what kind of content you want to put, whether it's free or paid, I actually do have a podcast episode for you. It's called Free versus Paid Content. It's episode number 33. So just head over to episode number 33 after you're done with this podcast episode, and you can figure out what is the difference between free and paid content, and you can make a decision whether you want to put free content for your Facebook group or you want to put paid content for your Facebook group as well. Okay, so those were the four steps. Let me quickly go over the four steps. The first step is to figure out if your audience is on Facebook. So you can do this by checking other similar niche groups, putting out a survey, asking around, all of those things. The second one is figuring out what your goal is. And the more clear you are, the more your content and your promotions, everything, your sales, everything kind of aligns with it, okay? The third one is to flesh out your tech specifications, whether you want a private, public, hidden, paid, exclusive, restricted, all of those things. Figure that out. Once you figure that out, based on your goal, of course, you will be able to understand what kind of content you want and make sure that you are planning your content according to your schedule and you are all set with your Facebook group. Now, to summarize this entire episode and to give you a few last tidbits, I guess I would say, is having a Facebook group is a responsibility on you and on your business. It's another way for you to showcase the awesomeness of your brand and your business, okay? And I think that one of the fundamental things about having a Facebook group is about managing expectations, okay? So it's not that you have to, you know, put content out once every single day or three times every single day. It's not that. As long as you are managing the expectations of your audience, you're letting them know that you're posting three times a week, or they can expect to hear from you maybe two or three times a week, that's more than enough, okay? And even just letting them know what they will get in that Facebook group is also super important. Are you going to be only posting about your updates, or are you going to be kind of encouraging conversation between the members of your Facebook group, or are you just going to be selling on that Facebook group? So making sure that you are setting and managing their expectations is super, super key for long-term success of your Facebook group, okay? And I think, like I said in the middle of the podcast episode, understanding why you want this group can actually make a hell lot of a difference in the success or the failure of this group, okay? And not just that, yes, sometimes, like over time, as people start filling in, as you start growing, it can get a little bit time consuming, but you know, if that is something that you anticipate beforehand, you can actually mitigate it either by setting expectations early on or planning your time and schedule early on, figuring out how you're gonna manage a bigger group. Okay, those are things that you can think about, but you can also hire someone once your group is big enough and it's something that you can't manage by yourself. Those are acceptable situations, okay? And then I kind of want to conclude this entire podcast episode by telling you that Facebook groups are definitely a great way for you to, you know, build loyalty and get those referrals in and increase your sales. It's all about understanding why you want that Facebook group and giving the time that it needs initially to start building it, and of course over time learning how to manage it long term. Okay, and that brings me to the end of today's podcast episode. If you really did like this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a review. Those really help with my ranking and it helps me help other business owners such as yourself. If you are interested in the services that I do offer, currently I'm offering one-on-one marketing consultations where you can head over to the link in the description box, get to the website, ask for a quote, we will hop on a call, I will kind of figure out what exactly you need my help for, and we can move forward from there. I am also offering Instagram audits right now, so you can head to the description box, click on that, and I will get you a complete audit of your Instagram page. And yeah, you can definitely have, you know, long-term strategies to implement and help you grow a quality following on Instagram. Alrighty guys, that's a wrap from me. Thank you so much for listening all the way up until here. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Do share it with people who you think might want to listen to this episode. Okay guys, good luck with launching your Facebook group. I'm gonna be super, super excited to hear from you about your launch. Alrighty, guys. Bye-bye.